In Ukraine, the date on which to celebrate Christmas is vigorously debated. Some prefer December 25th, but others celebrate it on January 7th, a tradition closely associated with Russia and the Eastern Orthodox Church. With the ongoing war, the question has taken on new meaning, as NPR's Tim Mack reports from Ukraine.
It's a foggy day with snow on the ground outside the Kyiv-Pechersk Lavra, a historic Eastern Orthodox Christian site in Ukraine's capital city, founded as a cave monastery in the 11th century. The person waiting for us is Father Mykola Danilevich, a spokesperson for one of the Ukrainian Orthodox churches, which has historically had deep ties to Moscow.
What country are you from?
America.
From America, yes, yes.
We will go. The power is out in the building, the result of recent Russian strikes on energy infrastructure. In a dark room, he explains, the dispute over dates is really a dispute over calendars. Hundreds of years ago, when the West was switching from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar, the Orthodox Church decided to stick with the old calendar when it came to the celebration of Christmas.
We actually celebrate the 25th of December just by the Julian calendar. And by the new calendar, it happens to be on the 7th of January.
Danilevich says that the debate over which day to celebrate Christmas has intensified since the Russian occupation of Crimea in 2014. The Russian full-scale invasion of Ukraine this year has further inflamed these passions.
You know, in Ukraine now, everything is emotional. Regardless of topic, it is emotional.
Sebastian Dmitruk, a Catholic monk, met us at a religious museum in Lviv, Ukraine, where he's the director and the leader of a local congregation.
I asked them, probably 4 weeks ago, when do you want to celebrate? They've all charged answers they want to celebrate 25th of December.
They felt this way despite the inconveniences it could entail.
So, at this time of war, people are even more open to speaking out. They are saying we don't want to celebrate with the Russians.
Dmitruk says he's been traveling throughout Western Ukraine over the past few days, and he's surprised about how frequently the question has been brought up.
People, even people from the small villages, want it, and they want it desperately.
Part of the division is generational and comes from the ties of long-standing tradition.
In my home, we always had this really vivid Christmas celebration.
60-year-old Alexandra Kirichuk is the assistant director of the Museum of Religion in Lviv. She has fond memories of Christmas dishes like kutia, a grain dish with gravy, and pampuk, these sweet Ukrainian pastries.
As a religious scholar, as a scientist, I understand that we need to celebrate on the 25th of December. But as an individual that is tied to those traditions that have been in my family, I won't have this sacredness on the 25th. But in January, it's something divine, mystical.
Daria Kostyuk is an 18-year-old law student who, like Kirichuk, is a Greek Catholic. But she doesn't share the same view on Christmas dates. She strongly supports celebrating on December 25th, and she says many people her age would agree with her.
I didn't want to have anything common with Russia, so that's why I want to celebrate with Europe and all world.
Still, she said, regardless of which date people choose to celebrate, she had one Christmas wish. Peace on the whole earth, and in particular, peace in Ukraine. Tim Mack, NPR News, Kyiv.